The Developmental Disabilities Board previously had passed every levy request it had placed on the ballot since 1967, but voters in 2012 and 2013 rejected the request, and now the organization is facing steep cuts. Two programs will be immediately affected. Board Superintendent Jennifer Rauskulp says the F.F. Mueller Residential Center will see significant changes and that they will have less space available to house the disabled.
We still will serve the same number of people. We will just be serving them differently. Some of those individuals will need to be moved into community homes and served then with more state and federal dollars as opposed to local dollars.
The other program impacted is the Quest program, which offers job training. It's the first step of the board's strategic plan, and the changes are expected to save nearly $2 million. Rauskulp says after those cuts are made, the board will look into other services it offers, and other area organizations may have to step in to fill the gap. Currently, the board has no plans to place another levy on the ballot this year. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.